Welcome to the motherfucking podcast, y'all. You already know who the fuck it is. It's your boy Jew, aka the girlfriend slayer, the MILF taker, and the baby mama slayer as well. All right, we doing that out here.
Wow.
I ain't got no kids. And I got my main man.
It's your boy Neil on the mic. And welcome back to the motherfucking Short Story Long podcast.
Yes, sir.
Damn, I was trying not to cuss, actually. And I just immediately cussed. Like, it's just vernacular for me. Oh, yeah. Motherfucking time, podcast. Yeah, you're right. You're right. So we need to stop that, actually. We need to rebrand.
Bro, that's so hard to. Wait, that's why we don't cuss for, like, the good first 2 minutes. And then we do the intro.
Sure, let's talk about it later. Yeah. But first and foremost, we have to talk about our sponsor.
Yes, sir. What's the Scenario? A hip-hop card game that is fun for all ages 14 through 40. If you're up north, you're definitely going to love this game. It has all the top MCs, greats in this game incorporated. So you definitely got to check it out.
Facts. So SSL podcast in the code when you check out, you get free shipping. Yes, on us, man. Let them know that the Short Story Long Boys sent you.
Yes, sir. And become a part of the special, you know, SSL family, baby.
Facts. Also, yeah, don't forget to check out our subscriber episodes.
Oh yeah,
we still have those. Conversations uncensored, uncut.
Oh yeah, if you ever want to get an actual feel of us, of how we talk without all this, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Tap in.
Facts. It's only $3, right? Or $2. Yeah. I think it's $2 or $3. Either way, super cheap. If you want to be a part of this exclusive subscriber club,
we appreciate check that you, out, man. Right?
Yeah, we love y'all. But anyways, though, first topic.
Nah, man.
Man. P as in the P as in QC.
Pee? Oh.
That too, pussy P. Goddamn. Not really, but he used to push P's and now
he pushing S's for sentences.
Okay, yeah, but, all right, at least you tried though, because I was about to say like, damn, I don't have nothing to follow this up. But apparently, 1090 Jake broke the news that P from QC has snitched on somebody. It was his old op. He was really being a full blown informant. Gave him the full description on him.
Yeah, I saw the paperwork. Yeah.
Yeah, through time, he was giving out information on, you know, what P was hearing around the block and shit to the feds.
This motherfucker was snitching.
So, no, he was snitching.
But like, go ahead.
It's no denying that he was snitching for sure. I was just like backpacking off what you were saying. Like, from watching that 1090 Jake video, bruh, he snitched. Like, I don't care. Y'all know me. I don't give a fuck if he snitched or not, but he definitely did. There's no denying that one.
It's in black and white. Hey. But, all right. So, real question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold him to a street nigga standard or a street nigga code? Even though we all know, you know, your stance on that. But hold him to that or in his position?
I don't. Well, first of all, I think the way he did it was kind of lame, I think, but
I can agree.
Yeah, like the way he was snitching, it was kind of lame.
You should have just hired somebody to snitch for you or something, bro. Like come on. Like you should have hired a PI.
You know what the fans saying that's the reason why he sold, because remember we was talking about that earlier in the year that they was going to sell QC.
Yeah.
And I was saying how much of a ball drop that was, but one of the fans said that the reason why they sold is because P knew that this information was out there for the public, and he knew that I was probably going to diminish the label a little bit, so he should probably get as much money as he can off of it.
Granted,
it's a good fan theory.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a good like conspiracy theory, mm-hmm. like. But I'm not going off of that. But I'm not gonna lie to you. That actually does sound pretty smart, mm-hmm. though.
It makes sense.
That it's very believable. So, me personally, I don't hold. I have mixed feelings on this one, okay? Because, one, you're not a street nigga anymore. You actually are a businessman. You're owning your own company, own brand. And I get that you're employing people, but the people that you're employing are glorifying the violence.
Yeah.
So, it's like, in public eye, or at least public opinion, I gotta hold you somewhat accountable on how you doing this shit, bro. Like, you went about this completely like a whole rat. Like, I wish you would have. Like, it's like, granted, I'm not mad at you for snitching, because at the end of the day, you got to protect your loved ones and you got to protect yourself. Yeah. And plus, you're not in the streets. Nigga, you're worth over $300 million. Okay. Yeah. So, well, if not that, but you're definitely worth millions.
Hundreds of millions for sure.
Definitely. So, by all means, protect yourself and protect your assets. But yeah, like you said, the way you went about it was like cheese ball as hell.
Yeah.
It was corny as shit.
I can say that, man. Because like I was saying off air, rappers that talk about like, oh, no snitching, blah, 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 blah. That's the niggas I'm looking at like, you weren't saying that like a couple years ago, oh, nigga. God. Like, oh, she was definitely snitching. You got paperwork out. But if you just a nigga that's like a businessman like P is, I'm not looking at you to be this no snitching hold up. Like, I think a part of, and hear me out. This sounds crazy, but
all right, go ahead.
I think a part of the way niggas look at this is kind of racist, because I think,
what?
But I think nationwide people think that being black is synonymous with street culture. So when it's like, no matter who it is, we never
go ahead.
You
go
never
ahead.
See P talking about some no snitching or none of this shit. We don't see him say that shit. But because he's just a black figure in this hip hop community, as if no snitching is also, well, I guess no snitching is synonymous with hip hop culture though. So I mean, yeah, I guess, but because he's this black figure, I think people look at it like, oh, bro, he a rat. They got so many rats outside of Atlanta and shit like that.
Look, I'm gonna just go ahead and keep it a bean. I agree with what you're saying. Cause it's like, it is synonymous with black people because we run this type of culture.
But it shouldn't be. That's
it shouldn't. That's really I'm not sad. Saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right. Okay, like at all. But it is synonymous with that. But I can't lie to you. There are some white people that adhered by those laws, I guess, quote unquote. But that's neither here nor there in this situation.
Man, that's not black culture. That's street culture. Maybe it's hip hop culture, but that's only because people brought the streets into hip hop.
Well, shit, in all honesty, the streets is what made hip hop like what it is today.
Yeah, but see, no,
and I hate to say it.
I agree with you, because back in like the 90s, where hip hop, especially like gangster rap and stuff, started to take off. That's when those guys was talking about, it was storytelling and shit. These niggas are committing murders and talking about them in songs.
Shit, storytelling, but it ain't the right.
I mean, they, live action, goddamn.
Like, nigga, this is like, you know those cold case podcasts, just with music.
Yeah.
Fuck you, mean? Is it based on a true story?
It's a little different now. I think
Bond was a serial killer.
I think it's infused. But I think the way people look at no snitching, I think they think, or at least niggas in like Nebraska, niggas that's reacting to it in the comments and shit like that.
Y'all need to shut the fuck up and just stay in your place. Because if you really haven't been in the streets, then you, one, if you've never been in the streets a day in your life, never hopped off the porch, shut the fuck up forever. Please. Stop. Don't say shit. If you never sold a fucking Nick, don't say a bitch ass thing. All right. If you never got your ass whooped in the hood, you never actually got into a fight in the hood, shut your bitch ass up. Please and thank you. Disrespect. Nah, fuck that. Respectfully, shut the fuck up. All right. Because you have no grounds to say anything about this lifestyle or the culture. So please, Dylan. Shut the fuck up. Damn.
Jacoby.
Jacoby. Fucking Jerome. You know there's actually a white name?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know it was a white name.
No. Not Jerome. Daquan.
What?
Yes. Yes.
That's even crazier than Jerome.
That's weird, right?
Hey, my ending notes on this, though, I don't give a fuck about snitching. We all know that. I think y'all niggas need to be focused on much more than who snitching, who not snitching.
Focus on the president.
This nigga P is able to take care of his family. He's able to take care of other niggas' families in turn with having the QC label. I'm not going to give a fuck about him snitching 10 years ago. Y'all niggas worry about the wrong thing. Yo, I think this is a product of our freedoms and our freedoms as Americans. We have so much freedoms and able to do everything that we just find shit to get pissed off about.
We're just opinionated. We're an opinionated ass society, honestly.
Yeah.
Just like us, we're giving our opinion.
Fact, but- how ironic is this? No, but we gotta move on though. Songs of the week.
Oh, damn, you didn't give me no time to prepare for that one.
Yeah, I mean, shit. Okay. Hey, I got one I was thinking about before we got on air.
Okay.
Have you ever heard karaoke with T-Pain and DJ Khaled? DJ Khaled is neither here nor there because he
DJ
didn't. Yeah, that's all he did. No, but it was basically T-Pain talking about niggas copying his style and shit, like with auto tune and shit. It was a good song. This is probably like 12, 13 years ago, though.
Okay.
Well, this is a good minute ago. But that's my nostalgic pick of the week for sure. I was just thinking about that.
Oh, well, shit. Nostalgic pick of the week.
Swag surfing.
Oh God. it'll have to be shit. Damn. Ooh. Writer's Block by Royce da 5'9" featuring Eminem. Now that right there, I got Gucci's on my feet, diamonds on my neck, diamonds on my wrist, bitches on my dick, but y'all already said that.
Damn. Choppers in the chump. That's worse than 5'9".
Like, oh, yes, nigga. Yes, bruh. Haters get the gas face.
Modern pick of the week. This might sound odd coming from me. I'm probably into more boom bap music, but I'm gonna go against the grain.
Okay.
And lately I've been listening to Coffin by Lil Yachty.
What?
You never heard it?
No.
You ever seen that video where he was like going out to perform on stage and like it was a song that came
out? Oh yeah.
That's Coffin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I've been bobbing to that song a lot lately. Yeah.
Okay. This is like off the wall. B double Meet the Walker.
I never heard that, of course.
Shit hard as fuck, all right? He said, say you want to fight, tell him fight the switch, keyboard tight, run us in the blitz. Niggas ain't ever stepped. Wait, he said, ah, fuck it. Look, nigga, it was hard.
Nigga, it was hard. Fuck you mean.
Like, yeah, okay.
Or
Badu Flow by Big X the Plug.
Badu Flow? Yes. That's
didn't
crazy.
Didn't you know? Didn't you know?
Wow. All right, last one. Classic pick of the week.
Ooh, classic? Like, what you mean classic?
Like timeless.
Oh,
ooh. Fucking like always. Oh, gonna be a banger.
Oh, ooh, Runaway by J. Cole.
I didn't like it.
Huh?
I didn't like it.
What? Oh my god. Wow.
I did not like it.
Okay,
bro.
All right.
Wait.
Run away. Wait, it was like Mike Epps' comedy.
You know what?
It was a comedy joke at the first part.
No. I was thinking of fucking, who was that? Mary J. She had that.
Wait, no. That's not Nobody's Perfect.
It was like, Run away, love. Okay, wait. All right, never mind. I was thinking a whole different song. All right.
I didn't like it. Like what?
I didn't like it. Damn. I just thought of this category, but I didn't actually have a pick. Fuck. Damn. Classic. I think I'm gonna go with Mini Man. I'll be better prepared. Okay. Next time, but
yeah,
Mini Man,
that is a true classic.
Yeah,
yes.
I feel like Mini Man is a good classic, and these just shout outs to songs we like anyway. Okay. So it's not like we ranking these on a tier list or anything like that. It's just personal opinion.
Yeah, it's subjective.
Yeah, but moving on,
check out those songs. Though.
Facts. Yep. All of them are bangers.
On God.
Moving on though, next topic: Jess Pearly Things. If you don't know who she is a
insert clip here.
Yeah. Right. There you go. You don't know who she is. There you go. But basically, she is a quote unquote red pill influencer, content creator type of person.
That is a white woman.
I was really trying to avoid calling her white because I didn't want to make it about that. But you know what? Her being white is really valid in this situation. Because
Mr. Unhinged,
she was dead ass paying niggas 30%, like,
and they were dark skinned African.
Yeah, so let's be real. Yeah. Her being white and her co-host and shit being black is valid, oh, by God. The way.
And then she's making racist joke with Nick Fuentes. All right, go ahead.
So what's interesting is that just per things. First of all, if you don't know about her, she like oh. That's why I was saying she's a red pill influencer. She runs a podcast where she has predominantly black creators on their co-host with her, having conversation about, you know, relationships and whatnot. You know, normal manosphere red pill shit.
We already put insert clip here. So.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how.
Depth, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know what the clip is going to look like. And I don't know if it's going to explain her character that much or what she does that much. But she just blew up in these past few years, just like most manosphere red pill podcasts have. Through the COVID times, of course, everybody was sitting here complaining about relationships, and they filled that void. She was one of those. But recently,
She actually was advocating for men too.
Yes.
So you can't forget that.
Yeah, but in hindsight, it was pandering. So recently, she's been getting exposed a lot. Like, oh my God, there's nobody getting exposed as much as her.
Did she get doxxed?
No, but it was. Just as bad. Okay. Just as bad. Like, so, I mean, there was the. Yeah, I'm just put that on pause real quick. All right. Sorry. Man, give me a good chance to. All right, we cool. Oh yeah, another classic, Take On Me. Uh-huh. Yeah, they definitely one hit wonders, but that song was fire.
You know what else is a classic hit? That's timeless.
Another One Bites the Dust.
That too, but A Little Dirt. I feel like this is gonna be timeless.
A little teaser, all right.
Okay. Like, oh shit, your car just got like completely totaled. Damn.
All right, here you go. But she's been getting exposed a lot. First of all, there was the people exposing her past videos of her reacting to black music, such as Love Sosa by Chief Keef. And it was titled, like, White Girl Reacts. And this is the tip of the iceberg. If this is an iceberg conversation, this is the very tip, all right?
And I'm going to just say this, all right? Love Sosa was that shit back in the day.
Facts. When I seen that, I saw more so as she's really good at marketing, because she utilized the fact that she's a white woman reacting to black music. I can't be that mad at that.
Oh God.
Okay. Then she get exposed again. Boom. She got exposed for how much she pays her co-hosts. Now, like I said, they are predominantly black.
Not plural, but multiple.
Yeah, multiple co-hosts, different ones each time. And like I said, they're predominantly black. Just like majority of these fucking Red Pill podcasts, predominantly black people. It's really sad, honestly. But
y'all making this look bad.
He came out, one of the co-hosts, and exposed that through a conversation she had. She was like, oh, well, you're on the higher end of, you know, people that bring in traction, so you'll be getting paid the highest tier. She was like 70-30, and he's like, oh, okay, so, you know, I get 70, you get 30. She's like, oh, no. Nigga. She didn't say that.
She didn't say that, but I'm just making that up.
Yeah, for the record, she didn't say that. But basically,
nigga,
from a black person, hearing that from a white person, it's almost like, nigga, you got some nerve.
Nigga, you really thought you was about to get some extra coins out of me.
It's called supremacy.
It's called white supremacy for a reason.
So she said, no, nigga, you get paid 30. I get the 70. So that was also bad, because to me now it felt like she's capitalizing.
Capitalizing
on black people to make a profit for herself. And fans are also saying that's also the route that Adam at 2022 took.
Just to add on to that point, she also had a auntie up there, like a British black auntie.
Yeah.
And she was spitting a lot of game.
Yeah, she was.
And she got a lot of traction because of her. Facts. So I wonder, did you actually pay her? I'm not saying you're a racist or anything like that. But yeah, you really coming off like that.
You got to understand how it looks. And I know the auntie you're talking about. I actually like her because she has a really strong opinion and she's willing to speak her mind. And she's willing to tell another bitch if she's wrong. But being that she said that guy was on a higher end and he got paid 30%, my nigga.
Wait, how you on a higher end but you getting paid
30%? Like, what?
Are the other guys getting paid like 15%? Like, shit. Like, what, 29%?
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was tiers of 10 to 15 to 30.
Bitch.
But hold up. Because goddamn, that shit was harsh. Make sure we're recording. Where the fuck is the mouse? It's not moving. Wait, there it is. Yeah, yeah. All right. Cool. We're making good time, too. Oh.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah, being that he's on a higher end and he gets paid 30%, I'm pretty sure she's not making that much. It's sad because I know those are people that bring the traction to the motherfucking show.
Facts.
It's not just pearly things pandering to men. So she get exposed for that. Boom. She get exposed again. And this is probably the crazy exposing she's had just because it exposed her past relationships and how her viewpoints, quote unquote, which I just, you know, I say that because she's pandering. It's not her actual viewpoints. It's not what she goes by, but she's just pandering just in a similar fashion that Fresh and Fit does. But turns out she was dating. First of all, she got catfished, but she ended up still.
Oh, damn, what?
She got catfished and still end up being in a relationship with the nigga anyway. But she got catfished on TikTok.
She's like 6'2".
I'm sorry. The craziest thing about this exposed video, another woman made it. And Abba and Preach made a point that women, like, they will wreck another woman. Like, yeah. Like yeah. In a way that we just can't simply do, like, without being canceled.
Yeah.
She wrecked her ass. There was points where she pulled up receipts of Pearl talking about how no man wants her and how she went out with a dude and he didn't even try anything and she was, like, super down for it, but he wasn't going. And let's be honest, like, she's not attractive. Like, she went to a male stylist trying to get, like, you know, clothes so men would date her.
Hey, yo. What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So now, fast forward. We in the present day where she's spitting all this shit about how to keep a man and how with women, this modern woman thing is just.
Bitch, you can't even get a man.
You can't get a man. Like all this modern woman talking how women need to change the ideology to get a man, but you can't get a man. Stop. Damn. Stop it.
Beta.
Beta. That's what you call a low value woman right there.
You ain't shit. Look, listen. First of all, God damn. I didn't even know it was this much about her.
But boom, though, another thing.
Oh my God, it is more.
And this, and this, not really for those who don't aren't familiar with the scene. You wouldn't understand. But I guess you could once I tell you. I guess you could. MTR, who is Mediocre to Review, is also a red pill dude that is, you know, in that community.
I hate his intro.
And he's has a lot of points that I disagree with, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there.
Would you ever go to the point of making fun of another man's cancer? Would you do that? I mean, unless you fucking hated him. Like, unless you literally, like, y'all got beef. Like,
all right, I'm going to keep it a G. I really wouldn't. I can be really fucked up, but I wouldn't be that fucked up. I'll be honest with you.
What makes it worse for Pearl, because if I didn't give it away already, she inherently made fun of his cancer by laughing at a joke regarding his testicular cancer, which wasn't cool because she's had him on a show multiple times. They collaborated on their IRL interviews and stuff like that. She was just with him months ago, having this buddy-buddy, you know, type of friendship.
That's kind of fake,
dog. Manosphere, type of thing. And now all of a sudden...
Yeah, brother and sister in arms, head ass.
Yeah, now all of a sudden, oh, he got one ball. She started laughing.
I'm sorry.
Realistically... okay, so when I first heard
it,
when I first heard it, I laughed. I ain't gonna lie. When I first heard him say that, I laughed too. Like, I honestly, I don't blame Pearl that much. Like, yeah, when he said that, I laughed too. I thought it was hilarious, but
I don't think that's just funny. I just think the way that it came off,
the way it came off, just so blatant and straightforward. Like that, it was funny.
Oh,
but
God.
The thing is, the point a lot of these Manosphere dudes or just commentary channels make in general, if you was to flip the roles, it would not be the same thing. It would not be fucking funny
at all.
Like, if I was to say, oh, you talking about that bitch with one titty because she had if I was to say that, then it'd be way crazier. So, like, that's when it's not funny no more. That's when it's like, okay, like...
Oh, you're canceled.
Yeah, you're getting canceled if you say that shit.
You said the bitch of one titty?
If you say that, you're going down, nigga. They're throwing the book at you, dog.
Nigga, they're throwing the whole library
at you. Yeah. So, that's when I stopped laughing. Like, okay, you know what? That's right. Like, if anything, we can't be the ones to continue on with the joke when females make fun of us, but... vice versa, when it happens, they're the ones to stick up for each other. We don't stick up for each other the way they do. Yeah. We laugh at that nigga.
Like, because it's like, bro, we don't really give a fuck. Like, we still gonna stand with you, but we gonna, like, laugh at your ass. Like, shit. Just like, let's say, if we going out, alright, like, we going to, like the lag or some shit, alright, and I got on some whack shit.
You would have known. I would have told you beforehand. Like, you wouldn't okay, even got there cool. without me saying
you
that
wouldn't
shit
even,
whack.
Yeah, you wouldn't let me walk out the house. Yeah, like, facts, like, yeah. You'll laugh at me. You're like, nigga, what the fuck
is that?
Like, yeah, but then you was like, nigga, all right, come on, dog.
Yeah.
Let's figure something out.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't expect you to change, though, at the same time, anyway. But that's not my point.
Shit, I have a pair of, like, clothes in the car, nigga. I always stay prepared.
Yeah, but, like, I don't see my... Then this is just besides the point. We're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
But I don't see me saying, like, nigga, that fit whack as fuck, and you going to go change it. Like, I don't see that happening. And vice versa. Like,
bruh, nah. But if you tell me it's whack as fuck, I'm gonna take it serious, because it's like... Yeah, I know you're not going to judge some shit if it's really not, like, ugly, bro. Like,
yeah, true that. If I'm telling
ugly,
you,
yeah,
if I'm telling
ugly,
you it's whack
yeah.
as fuck, it's probably whack as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, it's like, nigga, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, I don't even comment on niggas'
like,
clothes.
Bro, you look like a crackhead right
Yeah, facts, though.
Like, why are you trying to be Young Thug so bad?
But what I think is interesting, just to wrap this up on my end, is that not only is Pearl kind of been exposed to just be taking advantage of black people and black creators, people that bring the personality and the sauce to her show.
Facts.
But it's like all these influencers are constantly getting exposed for not living the life that they preach about. It was Liver King. It was Derek Jackson. It was fucking pearly things now. Like, at what point are we going to realize that all these influencers are just selling dreams to us? And I say us really loosely because I don't follow none of these niggas, but they're selling ideology to you niggas. When are we going to realize that?
Bruh.
Sad world we live in.
It is, because everybody gets their daily motivation from a meme.
Facts.
That's what teaches them what to do for the day. But yeah, just to wrap up, Pearly, damn. That's all I got.
Yeah, facts. That's all you gotta say. Like, shit.
Yeah, that sums it up in one word: a Kendrick album. Damn.
But moving on, though. So you asked an interesting question. First of all, this is our segment, Rap Debates.
We're
gonna find a better name for that, but because Rap Debate Rap Debates is really, like, bland. But you asked this interesting question. Does Lil Durk have hits?
Yes.
Off air. Now, can you repeat your point about radio? Because that was a good point.
So, one thing about radio hits, you have to have a je ne sais quoi, all right, for lack of better words, and able to be, like, or at least versatile enough to where you're not using as many cuss words. you're not talking about subjective things, for lack of better words, on your record to actually be promoted on the radio to be listened to by millions of people. Okay, Lil Baby, he has that. J. Cole has that. Shit, even Jay-Z has that. Shit, we can even name out fucking who's somebody from our generation. Kendrick, he even has some.
They're talking about radio, like
Radio hits. But even though those are greats,
Migos.
Yeah, Migos. Yep. And even though they're kind of like
greats. Yeah, they're greats at this point. But everybody from our generation kind of greats. Right now, like, damn.
Future.
Gucci. Yeah. Fuck. Like, all these niggas greats. Bro, our generation is the best music, bro. What you talking about?
The fact of...
You do have to have a certain... I get you, though. You have to have a certain type of style in the song.
Yeah.
Even when, like...
It has to be radio friendly.
Yeah. Even when, like... So, I tuned into one of the... Ugly Money live streams. You know, they have people play their music on there.
Yeah.
So they see who they want to sign next and shit like that. Mm-hmm. First of all, this nigga's an asshole. I would still like to, you know, interview him, talk to him and shit like that in the future. But I'm going to just say he an asshole. No, I'm bullshit. I asked him what quantifies a hit. And he was like, he's like, man, if you don't know where the hit is, you shouldn't be in here. I'm like, well, damn.
Nigga, shut your... Nah. That's just you project... Wait, that's just you bullshitting and saying you don't have an answer.
Yeah, you don't know, nigga. You fucking dumbass.
It's just sound, okay? You're just an asshole. Nah, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Like you could have just said, but I don't know how to explain it in words or some shit, nigga. You was being a dick about it. I didn't like that.
If you don't know what it is, nigga, get the fuck out.
Damn, nigga. The fuck? All right. Nigga, you the manager, ARR, nigga.
Like, bro, you the one publicist,
nigga. Yeah, you the one got the deals, nigga. What the fuck? I'm supposed to say it to
you. You the salt bay of the industry. Like, the fuck,
nigga? But, like, what I got out of, like, listening to his streams and listen to the live streams.
Yeah.
And what he would say is, okay, that can be a hit, is it has to have... One, probably no. Radio is probably one, that's and definitely. Two, the clubs.
Yes,
that's the one and two. If it can go fucking hard worldwide, well, not worldwide, but you get what I'm saying. Have radio play be kind of clean. Not,
if you can make it clean and still like bumpable.
Good, yeah, exactly. And also, if it can go hard in the clubs. Now back to the question: does Lil Durk have hits? I think Lil Durk has hits because
without features.
But Lil Durk,
yeah, I got jazz.
Lil Durk, first of all, because I didn't type the wit features in the notes, so I was going off the fact that Lil Durk probably does has hits.
Oh yeah, he definitely does, but it's with features though.
Yeah, so
and you can't use Laugh Now, Cry Now. Wait, Laugh Now, Cry Later.
Yeah, I mean, because his biggest song on there was with Drake.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, Laugh Now, Cry Later was yeah. Anyways, to be honest, bro, it's kind of sad, but damn, you might be right. Like, don't get me wrong, Lil Durk got some great songs, like,
but a lot of them can't get radio play,
and they're not hits. They never went up anywhere. Like,
Aha definitely did. Like, it did numbers, and only reason why,
Aha was by himself, right?
Yeah, and I definitely attribute that because of the beef.
Yeah.
And it was actually the hardest song between both, like, Bring the Hook and... Like, Bring the Hook, I ain't gonna lie. Youngboy was spitting on that one, all right? That was probably the one time Youngboy was
so,
actually...
Wait, like, so Aha not a hit, though?
For Durk? I can't lie. Aha is a hit, but it doesn't get radio play. So it can't get counted as a true hit.
I guess, but...
Like, but it is... I'm you not don't saying expect... it's not a popping, like, song or a popping single. It's still... Wait, no. That actually was on... 7220 or some shit like that.
Yeah, but yeah, it was. And if we doing that, then shit, Durk ain't made a hit since fucking Durk and Dage back in like 2014 or whatever the fuck that was. Like, nigga ain't, he barely make music like that. He make drill songs for the most part.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and
I want to
drill songs get radio play.
Who?
No, I'm asking, do drill songs get radio play?
No, they don't.
So,
yeah.
That's a lot of censoring.
Yeah, I just don't know if that quantifies whether or not he's had a hit, because I think AHA was a big hit, and they was playing that in the clubs for sure. Niggas still banging.
Oh, yeah. Niggas still like, bro. Niggas still play Finito.
Facts. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And Finito is a hit.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but Finito gets radio play. Wait, I think Finito at one point got radio
probably play. Did. Probably. Yeah. I just don't recall. Probably I just didn't hit have a car at that time. Finito.
Hey.
Yeah. Finito was huge, though. That was a legitimate hit.
Talking at his neck. It's to his throat. To his throat. But it.
I can't. He I don't think. I don't think I ever heard that on radio, now that you're saying the lyrics out loud. Like, I don't think I actually heard that.
Ride through New York.
What do you think? Say we're going to blow New Jersey up.
Like, yeah, I don't think. Nigga, take my chain. I ain't going for it.
I don't know if that.
That
was
like one of the most hype part at his like concerts. So
I don't think that.
But that was like a what? Love Sosa was a worldwide hit.
Well, okay, so now that we say that though, and we know that that's not a song that would get radio play, I don't recall hearing it on the radio ever.
Love Sosa.
No, I'm talking about Finito.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, Love Sosa. But Love Sosa was more on some turn. Like, it was still kind of drill shit. Like, yeah,
it was. Yeah, but it was still like niggas shirtless.
Yeah, turn it up. Yeah, that's what it was. But Finito, it was more gangster, the killing nigga shit. So I don't recall ever hearing that on the radio at all. But it's still a hit, though. So
yeah.
I mean.
You know what? If I have to retract my statement, I will have to retract my statement. But I will still say this. You gotta have some type of radio play without a feature, because if you can't stand alone on the radio, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't look at you as an artist that has reached their full potential.
Do you think LMA is good? Based this shit.
Nah, I'm gonna be honest with you, she got overplayed.
Now, let me take that back, because really I said good, which everybody knows she's good. She is legitimately talented.
Yeah.
But do you think she's great? Do you think she has the consistent hits? Because she probably gets the most fucking radio plays than most female artists
she
now.
Went like what 120 weeks.
Nigga, what? Oh my god, bro! Fucking what's that shit
the
called?
The whole pandemic. Monday, Tuesday.
Oh my god, they still playing it. They're like, still playing it.
Nigga, I'm tired. I think that's payola at this point. Like real shit.
I don't think that's a good enough song to play as much as they do. Real talk.
I feel We Feel would probably be more of a song that you play than fucking
Refill?
Yeah. I feel like the girl at the Cause that right there, that is a classic. Okay? That's a classic.
So does Lil Durk have hits?
It's questionable. Leave it in the comment section below.
Very small amount of hits. That, right? Probably Durk and Dej and AHA. That's it. And they like 12 years apart.
Yeah, and y'all can't say Shoulda Ducked because Pooh Shiesty was on that.
Right. Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie, that was a hard verse.
But I feel like it was.
It was a high verse.
It would have been big without Pooh Shiesty though, just because of the the duck thing.
Yeah. True. And it's sad that a lot of his music had like the promotion. It has to do with beef.
Yeah, but that's like that's majority of Chicago shit, though.
Yeah, true.
To be honest.
Yeah. You really got a point on that one.
Yeah. Well, shit. Y'all even Florida scene right now and New York scene.
Just shit. Yeah. I'm still not Jack and Didi Osama though.
I listen to Throw. Throw is hard just because halfway through it just changed to some fucking like some drill shit. It's like a regular trap song, then it's like it's some drill shit. And niggas getting shot and all types of shit. Like I like that song, but I don't like listening to niggas younger than me for the most part, though.
Yeah, facts.
like real talk.
Listen, I'll listen to a female rapper any day. All right, that's just me. He not going to, but I would. I don't give a fuck if it's good. It's good. I'ma listen to it. All right, if the bitch spitting, she's spitting.
No, I mean, that's not entirely true. I listen to somebody like Glorilla. It's just I don't like most female rap because it's pretty girl rap. Shit,
you would think I went to school for Cuphead.
Yeah, I mean, I like her delivery. I've been liking, I guess I don't.
A ghostwriter.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I heard a lot of women in the industry got a ghostwriter. But I've been fucking with, not Scarlett, the other bitch. It's another demonic bitch.
Rico Nasty?
Nah. Shout out to Scarlett, though. She'd be so excited, bro. I just seen her with Funk Flex and Funk Flex and Papoose. And, like, you can tell that even though she got this real rough, rugged sound, she is super happy to be around New York legendary figures.
Wait, you're talking about the
the fuck out New York. you ain't welcome anymore.
Nah, that's not the same girl.
That's Scarlett. Yeah, that's what it is. What? Yeah. There's another one though. She a drill rapper.
She actually fire.
She fire. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You talking about with like the ponytail and shit? Yeah, she had the like, she had the Glock. Yeah.
She hard. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I hit.
But she got the curves and shit. I'm like, you know what? Low key, she kind of fine.
I probably let you at me.
Facts though. But like, it just depends. I don't like pretty girl rap. I don't like this. Yeah. I don't like Lotto. I don't like fucking Nicki Minaj. I don't like Ice Spice.
I ain't gonna cap. Like that song is so fucking.
It's a bop. Like it's just when I was like.
Yes. Like every time I hear that shit, I be just like. I was like, bro, I be just turned.
Boom. So last topic before we get into our last segment, Barbershop Talk.
Oh, I've been ready for this.
So first of all, honorable mention, we do have to talk about Jamie Foxx, the legendary.
We should have led with that.
Yeah, facts. We should have said that first. Legendary black man from behind the one of my favorite movies, Ray, the biopic of Ray Charles. He played the fuck out of that role.
My gosh, Oscar nominated. He should have been Oscar like nominated for that role. I don't know if he did or not. I gotta look that up.
If
he did.
But you may also know him from the Jamie Foxx show, which was also a big sitcom.
Or you might know him from stand-up comedy, from singing,
Spider-Man. From
In Living Color, from Spider-Man, from, like you said, the Jamie Foxx show.
Yeah.
From
everything.
Bruh, he touched more fields than Snoop Dogg. Like, the only thing he's missing is, like, a cooking show with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, right?
Like, real shit.
But, like, all jokes aside, he has been... Well, he's been going through a stint of... medical health problems, I mean. Yeah. Through these past few months, actually, it seemed as though, to the public at least, that he was getting better. We've seen reports that he was out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Just recently, he's back hospitalized, and we've been seeing reports that his family are preparing for the worst, and as spectators, I don't want to say much, but
we send prayers and healing energy to his family and his
family. facts. So Jamie Foxx is one of the icons in our community.
Yes.
The black community, let me the just call it like it is. Yeah, facts.
In general.
No, it's all good. So, man, I'm not really prepared for this. Just like I wasn't prepared for Kobe.
You wasn't prepared for Takeoff.
X.
We're not gonna talk about that right now. I'm being serious. Be serious.
You want to talk shit about Juice WRLD?
Shut up. Be serious.
Yeah, cultural impact, bro.
I'm gonna be serious right now. Anyway, I'm not ready for that, and I really pray that everything goes great on his end, and hopefully we can just hear better news in the future. That's all we can do right now is just pray and send healing energy.
Yep. So we have a choice on the last topic. There's two different topics. We didn't think of one official one. We have two optional topics.
Okay.
There's Tory Lanez being denied his appeal, which is hilariously sad, facing 9 to 22 years.
And deportation.
And obviously, I mean, which is a given in this situation, his whole career is gone. It's in shambles. Or the binary parent that says they won't raise their kids with the sex. Is it wrong? That's how I typed it. So I guess we could save the binary parents one for the barbershop talk. Tory Lanez being denied his appeal, apparently begging and pleading for.
He said, "What if I was your son? Think about it, if I was your nephew."
Bro, this ain't even funny.
It's not, because, but it's like, damn, you're trying so hard, and it's not gonna work.
They don't give a fuck about none of that.
They don't give a shit. It's like, yo, I've been defending you this whole time, but I know. I'm sorry, it's not going. I, yeah. it's just, Oh man, this is a sad attempt at freedom.
I can honestly say I'm genuinely feeling sorry for Tory Lanez.
Oh God.
I don't know. I don't even know if it wasn't for Meg feeling like Tory's team kind of painted the picture a certain way. I don't know if she want him to even have 9 to 22 years. To be, if we're being honest, I don't think she even wants
that. She probably would like a year, 2 years.
Yeah, like some type of punishment.
You serve your time.
Yeah, and you know what? I would respect that because it's like, because
you got digged down by the nigga.
If he, the way he handled his verdict being like being told by the judge or whatever. It seemed to me like he did it from the evidence to the verdict, and he had the straight face. Then the phone call.
Yeah.
It seemed like he did it in 1 to 2 years for what happened to her. You know what he did to her allegedly.
Yeah.
That's fine, but nigga, a fucking life sentence, nigga.
God damn. Man. Come on, shit. Dog. Like, dude, no career. That just one wrong. Fucking
no life,
move.
Really. Fuck the career, like shit. The career is the last thing. You ain't got a life, nigga.
And you got a kid.
You gotta be working at the fucking FedEx warehouse after this.
Like, nah, he can make a musical comeback.
Nigga, what in 9 years? Who's done that? Even Bobby Shmurda didn't make a musical comeback. He made a comeback. Shout Soulja out to
Boy.
Him.
Soulja Boy.
No, not really. He never got locked up or none. He just kind of fell off and reinvented himself.
Okay, yeah, true.
And it still wasn't 9 years. Like, nigga, 9 years a long time. Wait, it might have been 9 years. Shit, because Crank That came out in like 2009, 2008. And Rick and Morty, oh shit. Rick and Morty and shit probably came out around 2018, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Oh.
Rick.
Like, deadass. He got popular off that, dog. Like, yeah, I can't be mad at it. Hi, I'm Paul. So yeah, I guess I said what I had to say on that, man. It's just a sad thing, because honestly, when you look back at that case, there's so many indiscrepancies. Granted, shade room, I agree with y'all. I think he did it, but it was so many indiscrepancies with that trial. To see him face 9 to 22 years is fucking insane to me, and I really feel bad for him. But bet that shit won't happen to me though. Shit.
Nah, I ain't gonna be like, dance, bitch, dance.
Oh God, bro!
I was just so fucking short, so drunk.
Iconic SSL moment. You know, oh, it's gonna be 10 years past. I'm gonna look back on that. Damn. Okay, memories, man.
So fucking drunk, so fucking short. I just lost my cool.
Barbershop talk. You got an opinion on this?
Nah. First
okay, I didn't know you had an opinion on that.
Just to wrap this up, one, I still feel bad for my nigga Tory. I definitely wish that these circumstances didn't, or these turn of events didn't, you know, occur. Thank you. Occur the way that they have. But, this is reality. So this is what you just got to deal with right now. And I hate to say it, but. Hey man, just make the best out of the situation if you can.
Yeah, try, I guess. Yes, like, yes. Prison is like, this the motherfucker.
Not, yeah. I'm not saying like this isn't fucked up, because it is. I'm wholeheartedly, from the bottom of my heart, this is fucked
Absolutely.
Up. He should definitely get an appeal. And especially if the evidence came back inconclusive on the gun.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's basically like a her word against his.
Yeah, so.
And her word was already been proven to be lies from the jump. So
her and her friend
changed up
the story. Yeah. But you know, we not gonna mention that, even though that's some bullshit.
I still believe he did it, but it was some bullshit, yes.
But regardless of the fact, this is an L you gotta take, sadly, sir.
And, a fucking decade long
this
L.
This is ooh, an expensive ass mistake.
Yeah. All right. Can't come back to the States no more. No more. Hey man, theoretically, if you did it, this should be a sign for all men to look at this situation.
Don't pull a strap out. Just send, man, take seek that bitch therapy,
because he honestly, if this happened the way they say it happened, he was fucking hurt. Like when she roasted his rap career, he was hurt, yeah, and he got crazy, yeah, on her ass.
Nah, I think that's just as
you think. Just
because
I'm short, I won't do anything. Like I think. Well, you're right though.
Yeah, as an art, you're sensitive about your art.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I feel that. I so feel that, like, but not enough to pull a gun out of the motherfucker. So.
Hey man. Some people, well, short people, are more sensitive than tall people. So.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But moving on though. Yeah,
just to wrap this up. Sorry, Doc, but. Make the best of the situation. I hope you do get an appeal, and you get a better legal team.
But join Piru, bro. You'll be all right.
Okay.
Fruit Town. All right, yeah.
But now to our next and final segment. We've been waiting for this one. Yes. All right. Barbershop Talk.
A mainstay. A mainstay in the short story long timeline, man. We had to bring you some Barbershop Talk, baby. Well, we talk like men on a man's podcast.
Yeah.
You feel me? We talk about everything. All right. Yo, remember, side, this is crazy, but like, remember niggas used to record they ringtones and they were like, yeah, so if you.
You talking about their voicemail? Yes, I was one of those niggas.
Leave your name and your number and call me back.
And then put it right back to the speaker.
Fact, man, that was good times. Y'all don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, the younger generation will just never know.
So, boom. First thing I want to talk about, I seen this throughout the week, and I was like, yo, what the fuck?
What?
And I knew this was coming. Binary parents. Binary meaning that they don't identify as men or women. They identify as they and them. But a binary parent, which he's the man of the house. Let me say that. I guess that makes sense. I don't know if that's offensive or not. Says that he won't raise. They won't raise their kids. He's like, because it sounds like both parents is saying like, it now.
What the fuck are you talking?
It sounds like both parents are saying this, but it's only one parent. So it's really confusing, y'all. Like, what the fuck? But he said he won't raise their kids with the sex, meaning that he won't raise his boy to, I don't know, learn how to throw a football, learn how to do, you know.
So basically make him into a pussy.
I mean, just don't raise him with gender identifiable things like football and stuff like that. You're just gonna allow them to do
so. Basically, make him a pussy.
I guess I think that's just undermining it. Like, I could say like this some bitch made behavior, but that's not really a
that's what I'm saying.
It's not really a constructional. That's not really a.
Okay, all right.
It's not really a good opinion. Yeah. Like I could easily just undermine it, but that's not.
yeah, I know.
Because it's stupid. Like if a binary parent raises kids in this way, what the fuck you think is going to happen? Now, do you think there's danger in raising your son to do traditionally male things?
No.
Do you think that's like kind of forcing a lifestyle on your son that he may not quote unquote want?
No. The fuck? All right, look.
Yeah, explain.
So,
like,
yeah. I'm about to go in more depth into that. So, reason being why I would say no is because when you go out in this world, it doesn't matter what these teeny bopper LGBTQ plus QIA motherfuckers want to sit here and tell you. You're going to be held to a standard. And I'll be damned if you're my blood, my seed, and you go out sad just because I want to say, oh, I want to just let you be you. You're a fucking child. You don't know what the fuck you want. Once you get old enough to make that decision, then we can have that conversation. But right now, I'm going to teach you to the best of my ability. So one, you don't get bullied at fucking school. Or at least if you have to get bullied at school, you at least know how to fucking flame back or some shit. You got me fucked up. You know how to defend yourself. Because as a man, you're definitely going to get into a fight. I don't, even if you lose,
yeah, facts.
You're You're gonna get into a fight eventually. I don't care. No matter how and no matter what you want to identify as or what you're born with or whatever. All right. Even if you transition from woman to man, whatever the fuck. All right.
But do you think do you think it's okay for you to condition them into a certain belief? Because if you raise some, if you raise your son to, I guess, do certain things that's identifiable to being men, would they be less inclined to be gay? I think so.
Shit, you got some straight dads that got gay sons.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm getting at is that
it's like it's the pick of the draw, dude.
That's what I'm getting at is that that ideology. I thought that if somebody's binary, transgender, gay, it's because they was born that way. They didn't. They don't know how to explain it. This is their feeling.
Yeah, which technically that is true because that's just that's their truth. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How could you raising a boy to be a boy? Condition them into being a straight man if being gay or transgender or non-binary, I think that's what it's called.
You're making him act the opposite gender, but you're saying is gender neutral. What the fuck is gender neutral? You can't tell me. I'll say this. Any boy that has ever played with a fucking Barbie doll, okay, Mike, or with a tea set or some shit like that and wasn't outside actually, I'm sorry, playing dress up, anything of that sort, has actually came out gay.
I mean,
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's literally statistics. That's my experience.
This is where I guess we separate is because both ways, whether you raising be a boy to, if you raising a boy to be a boy or you raising him to not identify with anything that's gender specific,
which is stupid.
Both of them are forms of conditioning that don't necessarily mean or make the child better.
Yeah, and it's not to say that the way that they're conditioning, like being non-binary, is a bad thing, because it's not. That's just how you live your life. That's just your choices, which it's nothing wrong with it. But me being I'm a straight guy, all right? I'm not subscribing to being called a cis heterosexual. I hate that term. I hate that that ever came about. I hate that that's a thing, all right? Genuinely. But me being a straight guy, I'm going to look at it as, this is just what I know. This is how I feel. This is how I operate. These are my morals, my beliefs. This is what I stand on. I want my son to be like me. Like women. Like come on. You can't tell me.
I mean, for sure. Yeah. But it's also like, I get why I'm projecting. Yeah, you are. I get why non-binary parents would want to do this. I don't think it's conducive. I think they're going to get older and be non-binary. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, call it spade a spade.
That's exactly what's going to happen. Because in your conditioning as a straight heterosexual man raising a child is going to be like, oh, he's over there doing tea parties and wearing dresses. Yo, this not okay. Like, yeah. This ain't what we do. Like,
now, I'll be honest
with you. But the non-binary parent conditioning is more so, oh, you see a boy playing tea party and wearing dresses. Oh, that's fine. It's perfectly fine. What happens is he...
How would you feel if your son was doing that shit? Be real. Be G-real right now.
I mean, me personally, I would want my son to be straight. So it would hurt a little bit, but I don't care that much.
I feel it.
Because it's like, at the end of the day, I can't control... Bro, my mom can control me.
Yeah, true.
I could, like, I did what I did. Like, I like what I like. I snuck bitches in. Like, she couldn't stop that. She couldn't stop me from doing me. So I know that when I have a kid, yo, sometimes, bro, it's going to get to a point where you just can't do shit. And you just got to accept them for who they are. Because then my mom had to do it for me. Like, shit. I was going to sneak bitches in.
It's like, I look at it as, I just wouldn't want to project any type of alternative lifestyle to my child until they get of age to actually have that conversation.
You're gonna inherently do that as a parent, though, just because.
But this, I don't want them to know that gay shit. I just want them to be a fucking kid.
I mean, first of all, we're going to the future, Brett. It's gonna be everything. Gay shit.
Yeah, it's gay shit. It's gonna nigga, be it's gay shit. Oh shit, Nat, nigga, didn't you see the Rocko's Modern Life reboot?
No.
Where Mr. Bruh, they made Mr. What's Mr. Bighead? They made his son transgender. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like.
I do remember the Velma remake where her parents is gay and one of them is like I'm white. Like,
damn, y'all don't get the fuck on with that old faggot ass shit. Like, come on, bro. Like, and the thing is, it's like, listen, I'm not homophobic. There's nothing wrong with being gay. There's nothing wrong with non-binary and nothing. But when you're gay and just doing the most for no fucking reason, just to prove a fucking point, that's when I'm like, okay, bro, this is some old faggot ass shit, bro. Like, come on, you're doing way too much for no reason.
So it's less offensive or less, you care less about it when it's a heterosexual couple, though? Because it seems like in this conversation, you look at gay couples kissing definitely much at a worse, from a worse angle than heterosexual people kissing.
Because you keep saying
stop all that gay shit instead of that kissing shit.
Yeah, stop all that gay shit.
Or that PDA shit. It's just gay shit.
Stop all that shit.
So is it gay or PDA?
Well, it's really. It really is. Look, honestly, it really is PDA, but honestly, I'm just being a nigga about it. Like, please don't take it to heart. All right, I'm just ignorant sometimes.
You gotta know what you say. You gotta like know what you say though, because
you're right.
We can get canceled. We can get canceled before this shit even get going, nigga. But nah, real shit. Like, I get where you come from, because you just I don't think you homophobic.
Yeah, like I'm said, just a product of my environment.
Yeah, dude. Like I said on a previous podcast, I don't think you homophobic, but I do think you ignorant about some things, and that's fine, just because of how you was raised, who you was raised by, your religion, also like all these factors play into why you believe what you believe. Like we always say though, even on a Twitch stream, that's you know what? I could just put that out too. Like, yeah. I forgot that we did that until just now. It's okay for you to have this ideology. Cool. It's okay for you to have this ideology. The weird thing is when we get this, when we get it pushed in onto us, like we did in Buzz Lightyear, like we did in Velma, like we did in Rocko's Modern Life. Like, why do we have to keep? Why do we have to be exposed to this information? Yeah,
like this is something. Like, honestly, with my child, like let's say someone's kissing on, like on a movie or a TV show, I'm not gonna want them to see that right now. No, I'm gonna cover their eyes. Definitely gonna do that. Nope, you don't need to look at that. They're going to ask me why, and I'm going to explain to them why. But that's not something that I want them to see. I'm going to make sure I shield them away from that so they can just be a child, okay? And not have to be exposed to anything sexual or anything on the spectrum of sexualities or genders or anything of that sort. Just be a kid. Learn about shapes. Drool. Like, draw some shit. Go outside and play. Get off of TikTok. Like,
to be fair, though.
Come on.
My argument to that is that your kid is definitely going to learn some crazy shit just being in public school.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
straight up. Oh, yeah. Not in no TV shows. They're gonna learn that.
Yeah.
I was that kid.
Yeah.
I was in getting trouble on some fucking freaky dicky shit.
Yeah.
Like I was as a kid. So there was so much shit that I was put on to being just in public school and also being a daycare after school. Or I guess daycare after school. Bruh, it's almost unavoidable for your kids to learn about these certain things anyway.
Yeah, so it's like I'd rather teach them about it when they reach a certain age. I'd say at least I don't want them to be fucking at 13.
Yeah,
like
I think also kids are really susceptible to making decisions based off of feelings,
true,
and impulse.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't want to. It's a really loaded question, because which one is okay? I don't think neither is okay. I don't think being the dad that tells his kid that because he likes to play a certain way that that's not okay. But I also don't think being a non-binary dad saying that, oh, anything's okay is okay.
Get the fuck on with that, because then it's like there's no boundaries. You're literally not setting any type of structure. Like, come on.
But by your own point and to your own admission, he should just be a kid. Yeah, why does it have to be? Does it have to be intertwined to being a boy or being a man? If he's having fun, he's having fun.
But at the same time, I look at it like this. if you're playing with tee sets, I'm going to question it. I'm not going to say anything. I'm still going to love my son because that's my boy. But I'm definitely going to question it for the rest of his life. All right. Until he gets old enough, I'm going to question it. All right. But even then, it's like I still rather teach him, you know, just because it's innate. It's in our nature to just show manly things like being we're aggressive, like the fight. Shit, me and you've sparred and shit. Like, come on. Like, we're animals. All right. At the end of the day, we just have to. Just humanize ourselves and, you know, conduct ourselves and be productive members of society and shit. So but yeah, I gotta teach him how to act, cause sooner or later he's gonna eventually have an outburst of anger or testosterone and he's not gonna know how to deal with that. Mm-hmm. By me teaching him how to be a man, because that's what I am, and granted, you're right, to my own admission, I am, you know, basically what was the word for it that
you want your child to be a kid. So if he's playing tea party or whatever, he's still being a kid, he's still just having fun playing with toys.
Yeah, but okay, I'm gonna still just say,
so why does sexual
little boys do that shit?
But I mean, like, why for you does sexuality have to do with what your kid likes to do when they're a kid? Like, do you think you're sexualizing it more than he is? Do you think that he even thinks that what he's doing is gay?
No, I know he doesn't.
Or feminine.
No, because he's just a kid. He doesn't know any better.
Exactly. But so I'm why for you is that? Is
because that that's thing? Because in all honesty, that ideology or methodology was passed along to me. That's why. And so that's why I look at it like
that's
that.
Valid. That's a valid response. That,
like, I'm just being G real with y'all. All right. So you can't fault me for that. But at the same time, I am willing to learn. I am willing to grow. I am willing to understand other people's sides and point of views. But at the end of the day, I am as intelligent as I am ignorant. So depending on the day and depending on the person, that's exactly what you're going to fucking get.
To me, like, I don't have a stance on this. I it is what it is. If it was my son, but I get you though, cause I just recently seen on Instagram reels his dad was like play sparring with his son and shit, and I'm like, man, that is what a fucking father son bond looks like.
Like, I want to be Vegeta and Trunks. Yeah, nigga. Like, come on.
Like, I definitely get you 100%.
Like, yeah, that's my boy. That's my little nigga.
Yeah, that's me right
look
there.
Look at me. That made me go hard. Like, made me go hard. Like, heater, little, like, he's the reason why I go so fucking hard. Fuck you talking about?
That,
like,
made me go hard.
Shut the fuck up.
Nah, but I, like, you got good points, and I also think the opposite side got good points though. Mm. It just, I guess it's going to depend on when I have my first son and I'm able to actually make a sound judgment on these type of things. But, you know, we won't know what the fuck we're going to do until we have some goddamn kids.
Shit, nah, I already know what I'm going to do, dude. Shit.
Your kid going to come out and surprise the fuck out of you, dog.
I'm going to be like, what the fuck? Like,
he going to be a gay trans.
I'll be so pissed off. I'm like, Teej, I'm beating your ass. All right. Like, why are you beating my ass? I don't know. I just gotta beat your ass.
A lesbian trans woman.
Like, wait, he gonna come out saying I identify as a lesbian?
But shit.
Yeah, I actually be saying that shit though.
I think that's corny. I ain't gonna.
It is. Man, give up.
Nigga, I say it is.
It nah, is though. But
nah,
shit.
But like, backtrack though. The non-binary shit has to go. I'm be honest, y'all. I can accept everything. I would consider myself more accepting than the average heterosexual man. I don't give a fuck. I really just don't. Like, I fuck one girl, and that's who I really... That's all I care about.
Yeah, exactly.
But the non-binary they and them shit, I don't understand that shit. This is stupid. It doesn't make sense. Since I was growing up, they and them always meant multiple people. I don't know why the fuck all of a sudden we changed that definition to mean... gender fluid or non-binary.
Own trans sibling has said, yeah, y'all just doing too much.
Too much.
Like, come on. And it's mainly you motherfuckers that's under 30. Wait, really, like 25 and under. That's really like promoting this shit heavy. So I just want you to know, once you get older and once you get just a little more seasoning on your ass, you're going to really understand how, damn, you were cringy as fuck. And that shit is just not going to fly.
Bro, funny thing is, like, we're going to get to a point where kids, because it's already happening right now, where kids' parents or the teacher has the OnlyFans and kids found out about it. So you're going to get to a point where it's super common for women or niggas' parents to have OnlyFans and shit like that. It's like 5 years from now, goddamn.
And the sad part is, you are so right. That's why I've like held off on making like a Pornhub or OnlyFans or anything like
is
that.
Is it looked at the same though? If you're a dude, like if you get your dick sucked or you fucking women on your OnlyFans, which I don't think is as profitable, but let's just say you're doing that. Do you think like kids will make fun of your son for doing that? It's not looked at the same as women.
I don't think so. I think they'll be like, damn, your dad cool. Your dad slinging pipe. your mama for real.
That's a double standard shit. Like,
shit, just get shit out of me.
Because with Adam, we look at him like, okay, gee shit, he fucking the bitches. Like, cool. But it's like, when we hear about his wife.
You're a slut! Like, you're a whore!
She's getting piped down by a bunch of niggas like,
BBC, nigga!
House phone fucked there. We're like, oh, God, ew.
Because you just walked out in the shot, at least say what's good to the people.
I'm pretty drunk. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
I'm pretty drunk. I ain't gonna hold you. Man, what's some more controversial talk, nigga?
Your mom.
To my mom. Fucking Raz B about to get his ass beat. I know I said that earlier, and I'm trying to recreate that, but. But nah. Yo, bruh. So no cap, bro. No cap. I've been watching Bad Boys Club. Say what you want. I've been watching my girl. Say what you want. These gay niggas be hitting, dog.
And Raz B and Orlando Brown.
Orlando Brown just there. First of all,
Orlando Brown had a dance break.
All right. Did you see that viral video of some nigga holding him while he just like?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on Bad Boys Club. He was fucked up. But
that nigga said he was confused. He said, "I don't know what he was doing here."
Shout out to Orlando Brown though, because he made it's first of all, Orlando Brown on Bad Boys Club shows you the importance of networking, because. Yeah. His close relationship with Natalie Nunn, I said that so white, Natalie Nunn got him on the show, bailed out of jail on the first episode. The first episode was completely dedicated to Orlando Brown, which is crazy. I didn't know they was that close. Got this nigga out of jail, put him in some fresh clothes, got him a haircut, nigga. That's the power of networking right there. But he's there for no reason around so many gay niggas.
Like the type of nigga when y'all all having fun in the club, he'll all of a sudden just stone out and be like, who are we really in life? Like,
that wasn't funny.
Nah, that was lame.
That one didn't hit, dog.
Try again.
But, man, what the fuck is that saying? You came in here with that whack ass joke like that. Hell yeah, no, cuz.
Fuck you talking about
these girls. Oh, yeah. This nigga there for no reason, though, because there's a bunch of gay ass niggas there, and he. What, Roach? Oh.
Damn,
I didn't mean to. That shit harsh though. It made me hiccup. Nigga, Bad Boys Club is not barbershop talk though. Like, you got anything else? Like, I just realized that. I'm talking about gay niggas right now. This is not some shit they talk about in the barbershop.
Shit, you got my phone.
Shit. God damn it. Man, there was that one.
Oh, yeah.
One more thing.
Yeah, phrases.
Yeah, one more thing. Shut up.
Phrases that women say that highly annoy.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
So you want to go first?
Oh, yeah. Doing anything with your homeboy and not her, you obviously must be fucking that nigga. Yeah. You obviously must be gay.
That's a good one.
Like,
it's such a dumb, irrational thing to say.
Or my mother.
Bruh, my thing is, you doing too much. That's, and you know what?
Oh, wait. Nah. Real bad. Oh my God. That shit just irritates my soul.
Real bad.
Oh my gosh. Yo. I kid you not. I was at work. It was, bruh, it was
I haven't heard that one yet.
Yo, it was it's a chick. She's a supervisor at my job.
Me too.
All right, she's like, battery's low. So.
I hit it two times.
She's like a super. She's like around my age. I feel like she's older than me, but I never asked her age and shit. But she said real bad. At first, I was actually attracted to her because I'm like, damn, bitch, you kind of bad. All right. She said real bad. I immediately got turned off.
Yeah, just like, I'm just like,
yeah, like you ever seen a hard dick just go flat like that? Just.
Bro, I've been there too. Like, we talk like, about how women be picky and shit. Nigga, I'm that way too. If you say the wrong thing, like my shit can just go flaccid really fast.
Yes, like what Royce the 5'9" say? She said, I'm feeling your whole swagger and ego. Can we hook up? He said, you just used the word swagger, so no.
Yeah, oh God. Like, bro, period is one of those things. Like, that's city girl talk. Like, I don't like that shit.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah, I think I'm just getting older, though, and, like, this young girl shit is just not...
You're not the only one. It's giving.
I be saying that sometimes.
Your gay ass.
Period. Your gay ass. I don't say period, but I be like, it's giving, though.
It is.
I definitely say that. Bro, I be around... I swear, I need, like, more masculine energy in my life. Pause. Like, dead ass. I be around my girlfriend... so much time of the day,
bruh,
that I just like, I get feminine, like, I don't like that shit, bro. And we need to fucking go out to a fucking
let's go kill some shit.
Yeah, nigga, go to a fucking guns. Hooker house or some shit, nigga.
Let's go to the gun range.
Yeah, we need to go to nigga, we need some manly shit going on right now.
Wait, nah. Wait, what if non-binary say, oh, shooting a gun isn't manly?
I think it's manly as shit.
It's manly as fuck. Yeah. Even if a woman's shooting a gun, it's manly and sexy. All
right? Real talk. No, like, women shooting guns is really sexy. Oh, this is one female. She was in a... what's that dark-skinned nigga name? He was shooting guns and shit.
Black Rambo?
Yeah. She was in one of his videos. I'm like, damn.
She was shooting a switch?
Yeah. I was like, damn, she looking kind of hot. Like, shit.
Like, ain't nothing sexier than a bitch that knows how to work a strap.
Oh, God, man. It's so weird.
I ain't talking about a fake penis, all right?
It's so weird how that's sexy. Like, right. So weird.
Just like a woman knowing how to fight.
No, that's not sexy.
Like,
to me.
MMA? No. I ain't gonna lie, that's kind of sexy to me.
I
wouldn't want her to beat my ass.
My ego would not allow me to be in a relationship with a woman that can beat my ass. I'm be honest.
I don't know until she put her hands on you.
Dude, facts. That's also true.
I'm playing
like,
dirty.
Fuck she going. I'm gonna think I got the better of her, and she going beep beep beep. I'm just like, oh hell no! Nah. Like we, this shit done. I'm supposed to be winning this. Like
it's
what?
It's not me. Issue.
It's definitely all her.
It's not me. Issue.
But what's another celebrity? Female that kind of fell off as far as looks. We talked about Tisha Campbell.
Oh yeah, we knew it. Yeah, that was like off air.
Yeah, I hate that. That was off air. But yeah, Tisha Campbell. I think that's her name. She definitely just does not look good anymore. Yeah, she back in the Martin days, she was so fine.
Oh God,
I don't know what happened.
Bruh, it's because of that lack of melanin, nigga.
Yeah,
that's
but Angela Bassett got old. She's still fine.
But Angela Bassett got melanin, nigga.
Pam got old. She got fine.
I'm just saying. I'm telling you, like, real facts. Black don't crack, not unless you do crack. And if you light skin, bro, you not gonna win.
If you got some black in you, you light skin. Like,
no.
So, Tisha Campbell is black. She got melanin.
She had a lot of Botox. You could tell it in her face.
Yeah, she just badly built now. Yeah. Like, it's just her body. Her body didn't really level out.
She got some cute eyes though. That's it.
She looks so bad now. I'm just like, ew. Like, she be wearing these weird ass outfits that don't really accentuate her look. That's another point that the female made in talking about pearly things was that when she got this stylist, he was just throwing fucking anything on her. She was talking about color theory and shit. I didn't know that. I'm not a stylist or nothing like that. But have you ever seen Pearly Things without clothes? Like, with, like, a bikini on?
No.
So, she's, like, really big-shouldered, long arms. She has, like, a stomach. It's not fat. Well, I mean, it is fat. But, like, it's not... She's fat, but it's like a wide,
like a little pudge.
Like, yeah. I would say like a pudge, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And he would put her in like a fucking sparkling green like dress and shit, and like it would not.
He was embarrassing her ass.
Yeah, it felt like that.
He was literally just. Bro, she was desperate. He tried to fuck out you.
The problem with most celebrities is like they only look bad because they ain't got a good style. When they get a good style, baby, they all pop up.
Because the bitch don't curl her hair or nothing. She got this fucking flat ass balding look going on. Like she looks
like a middle aged white guy.
In the right circumstances, I would still smash Pearl. And you know what? That's the sad thing about men, because we would smash a lot of things. I would.
That's you. That's you.
I would.
I've smashed.
You know what?
Right.
You smashed uglier than Pearl.
Yes.
Damn, dog.
At least they were short.
Why won't you smash Pearl? Then?
Because she's too tall. All right, she's too fucking tall.
Good point.
Nah, she's tall as hell. Nah. I've had some Amazon pussy, and that shit was fire.
That bitch about like my height though.
All my mother.
Yeah, she tall as shit. Like she is tall.
Yeah.
I would. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I fuck her.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah.
I gotta hit my black sisters.
I guess, but if you fucking,
if I'm gonna be deaf by Snoo Snoo, it's gotta be by.
But you fuck uglier bitches than Pearl.
At least she was shorter than me.
Hey, I'm doing it for the black culture. That's what I'm doing.
Nigga, I already fucked the fat white. I'm doing it for the culture. All right, shut up.
We ain't talking about that one.
That's a subscriber episode material. We not talking about that.
Check that out. I think that's still alive, by the way.
Oh, God. So, listen. All right. Listen. That's nasty. A white bitch say, you know, I love sucking this nigger dick. All right. Like, so, listen.
She was a full-blown hoe.
Yes. Okay. Jump off material.
She did not say that. All
right. Yes.
She said
nigga,
that.
Jump off material. I made her say
she
that.
She pulled up.
Fuck you, mean.
She was a straight
up. Yes. Yes.
Back in the old days, this is what like black people was talking about.
You know who you are.
The white girl in the neighborhood that was just jumping off like that. She was the epitome of that.
Amen. We're not gonna mention no names, but
yeah, of course not.
Ever been.
Shout out to her though.
You a real one though.
Yeah, like besides her being a straight up hoe, like she definitely she definitely had a cool personality.
Yeah.
She was just a fucking
thot.
You know,
usually be cool, you know.
No.
I know.
Not even. They be so...
Hoes...
No. Every hoe I ever met has been conceited as fuck and, like, felt like their value was more than it actually was. They don't understand, like, that niggas will fuck them, but they won't date them or marry them. Yeah. They don't understand that.
You're not doing big man things.
Yeah. You're just getting finessed. Like if we're being honest here. Yeah,
finessed by the pussy.
Yeah, facts.
You got finessed by the pussy.
This nigga academics got Selena Powell on the podcast now talking about Big Meat or Lil Meech and shit like that. I just think it's weird that he kind of followed the same blueprint that Adam 22 already laid out.
Weird as shit.
And he always want to claim that Adam is his son. Like, that's actually pretty weird.
That's weird as fuck. But Adam technically is his son.
He is, but, like, you copying his format is... I mean, it's not really...
Nigga, that just shows he's not losing dad relevance, okay? But this ain't barbershop talk, nigga.
Yeah.
This ain't barbershop
talk. Yeah, but I'm, nigga, like, carrying the conversation now, so, like...
You're right.
Like... So I'm just bringing up anything that come to mind.
But in all honesty, shit, I know it was one more other.
Bro, it was
thing.
Something that you was trying to like send to me on Instagram or something. That
shit.
Wait, did it go through my Instagram?
I don't know.
I ain't talking to you, nigga. you know, I ain't talking to you. Bro, you dead ass been here for 5 hours. That ain't gonna lie.
Bruh, I want to go to sleep. I don't even know if I'm going to be late to work tomorrow. I'm probably going to be late to work tomorrow.
Bet that shit won't happen to me, though.
Boy, fuck you.
Oh, okay, that's what it was. It was the phrases men hate hearing from women.
Yeah.
I think I answered that, right? I don't like hearing that I do too much. Because I'm supposed to accept it when a woman is doing too much, but I can't express myself without saying that I'm doing too much or without being told that I'm doing too much.
How do you feel about being vulnerable around your woman? Like, do you think that's a positive thing or a negative thing? And I need you to shut the fuck up. I felt like you probably would.
I think it depends on the circumstances. Like, it depends on the situation. I think there are certain times where men actually should be strong, as toxic as that sounds. You should. Even if you're feeling really fucking weak and inside, there's certain times where men need to be the ones to be the strong figures. Just because, shit. If I'm being honest, if you see the man panicking in a lot of situations, you don't give anybody reason to feel safe. like everybody's feeling vulnerable when the man is scared. But, like, oh shit, nigga, the quote unquote protector is like, fucking scared.
Y'all be forgetting we're human too. We have emotions as well. Like, what the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, and that's the sad part, is that women don't understand it. They feel the toxic masculinity that they downplay or shame over and over again.
It's like, bro.
Y'all part of that. Y'all the reason why we like how we is. Like
real shit. We have panic attacks too. We don't know what to do sometimes either. We just figuring this shit the fuck out. Like, dude. But just because we're transparent doesn't make us betas. Or doesn't make us like weak or some shit. Like, come on, dog. If that's what you classify as weak or a beta, then in all honesty, you should reevaluate. You should reevaluate yourself or reevaluate how you see men,
all
right?
It's all learned traits, though. It's like, just like how you see gay niggas.
But I don't see gay niggas as, like, a bad thing. I'm just like...
But it's not okay enough.
I just don't want my son to be gay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And or if he is gay, he better be doing the fucking and not getting fucked.
Is that more masculine than getting fucked?
I just rather him do the fucking than getting fucked, because I feel like you're more gay if you're getting fucked. And you
more definitely hella gay. No matter if you getting fucked or you fucking.
Wait, no. It's like. Thank you. You acting more like a bitch if you getting fucked. But if you're doing the fucking, I'm not saying none of this is gay, because all of it's gay as shit. All right. But if you're pitching the bet, I'd rather be you pitching it than you taking it. Come on, dog. Or getting it swung at you. Like, real spiel. And I'm just saying that for my son.
This all sounding hella gay to me.
It is hella gay. It is. But at the same time, it's like, bro. I just can't deal with my son getting like his booty cheeks like bust open. Yo, bro, nigga, I'm gonna have to think of it. I'm gonna be a parent.
Don't think about it.
Bro, shut the fuck up. All right, I know. Shut up.
Like,
right.
I don't ever get that. Hold up, bro.
Shut up. You just not gonna understand. All right, this is where we differ. You're not gonna understand. All right, you're not a man. You're not gonna get it. You're just not.
My whole point is that it's just learned traits, though. It's the reason. There's a reason. Like, if you grew up with a non-binary parent, you wouldn't look at that. You wouldn't have the same ideology. That's just the truth. So it's learned traits.
Because look, my nephew's on that shit now, because I think that little nigga's gonna be gay. Like, real deal. Still,
people have gay parents. They don't fuck with their parents
because
they gay.
Yeah. No. I don't know
many situations where that happens.
Long story short, I think that little nigga's gonna be gay.
Oh yeah, for sure. And it makes a ton of sense because of his upbringing. So
I just hope he's doing the fucking and not getting fucked.
So how you gonna feel if he getting fucked? Well, what if he both? What if you do both?
I'm gonna be so let down.
What if he get fucked and do the fucking?
Oh my god, I'm be so
he ain't gonna tell you.
Yeah, facts. Why would he tell you?
He'll tell me.
If I was your nephew, I wouldn't tell you.
First of all, y'all don't know the relationship that me and my nephew have. I'm telling you this shit because you're my homeboy. So you're like,
yeah, but brother. We also on a podcast.
Yeah, like, I know. But this barbershop talk, they understand. All right, the niggas that get it. Y'all know. So y'all get it. But I'm just saying, look, I'm gonna accept him, I'm gonna love him at the same time, but I would still want him to tell me, because if he did tell me, I'm not gonna come to the podcast.
But I'm saying though, so what if he does both? Like, what if he do the fucking and get fucked?
I honestly I don't know.
Because he got both strategies. Bro, he could play both roles.
Shut the fuck up.
Like, Like, he could do both.
This nigga said both strategies.
What if the gay nigga say he got good dick?
I'm gonna put some pussy in his lap.
I'll be like Boosie now.
Hey, yeah, fuck that. Fuck what you talking about.
You think Boosie had the right idea?
Yeah. Yep. And he had the right idea, damn it. And Boosie, it was his boy. No, it was all of his boys. No, all of his boys. And that's okay. Shut the fuck. I don't care. But guess what?
I think his daughter ended up gay, actually.
Yeah, she did. But it don't matter. Guess what? Guess what? I'd rather my daughter come out gay than my son. This shit, at least she's not getting fucked.
I don't know, bro. Gay female relationships do not be working out. Like, dead
it
ass.
Don't. It
like, dead ass, they don't. I never seen them work out, bro. They be fucking, but they will not date each other for real.
Nah, I've seen, like, one gay marriage, but even then.
Gay marriage?
Yeah, I got one in my family, too.
It's such a small percentage, though. Like, gay relationships, bro. Gay female relationships do not work out. Gay men relationships, they do work out.
Oh, boy. Man, domestic violence is a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, they definitely have put them beaters on each other.
Yeah, especially them same sex relationships.
Yeah, what?
That's going to be the most domestic violence you're going to see. Like, real shit. Because it's like, oh, you a nigga and/or bitch. Just like me. I'm about to beat your ass. Like,
yeah.
The opposite sex, you're going to think about it.
Yeah, you're like, damn, I might catch a charge,
dog. Like, this motherfucker might beat this shit out of me.
Yeah, man.
He got that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Domestic violence, not cool.
But if you the bitch in a relationship as a nigga, then you really a bitch. You really a bitch ass nigga if you sit here and call 12. All right, you pussy for real. Yeah. All right, like dead ass. You a bitch ass bitch.
Is the relationship over with when the police call?
Say, hell yes.
I'm like, no, it's just beginning.
Nah, you call 12 on me, boy. Nah, you call 12, it's over with. Done.
What you do to for her to call 12?
Like, either way, y'all must be some fucked up shit. 12 has to be called in the first
place.
We could be getting into a heated argument. Yeah, throw some shit.
If it's something that simple, then yeah, I can understand. But we would just be assuming that she just calling 12 for no valid reason.
Y'all gotta be going through some shit or something.
I imagine she calling 12 because you fucking putting your hands on her.
Fuck that, cause
I seen videos of women calling the police on niggas and they ain't doing shit to them. So that also can happen. And if she called 12 on me and ain't nothing happened but an argument, shit.
Yeah, like throwing stuff at the wall is like, okay, that's him keeping from putting his hands on you.
Thank you,
him
but
throwing something at the wall.
We are still doing the podcast. I'm sorry.
But yeah, look, long story short, just to wrap that up, I'm not putting my hands on a woman. Like, I don't agree with that.
I prefer not to, but...
Same sex, I say keep your hands to yourself. But if push come to shove and y'all got to throw in them gloves to do what you got to do, baby. Because shit, ain't nobody going to be around but you and that motherfucker. So, you know, get the hook in.
For yeah, beat his ass.
Oh, God. Or beat her ass. For you, all right? Or beat their ass. Yeah. Or beat
they and them.
Fuck is you talking about? But shit, yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's, I mean, right, I can't think of nothing. We only have one written down topic on this. So.
I hope y'all don't think me homophobic, but this is like the first time we've actually like let loose on camera. So
I ain't say nothing homophobic. So.
I probably did, but shit.
Yes, sir.
Y'all know I'm not. But y'all know I'm not, though. So it's just, hey, I'm as intelligent as I am ignorant.
Yeah, go ask the gay niggas about him.
Look, on that note, all of our links will be in the description below. Shit. We appreciate everybody that came in and fucked with us. Alright, without y'all, there would be no us. It's been your boy Jew, the granny slayer, panty player, and the bitch taker.
And it's been your boy Nate.
And we gone, alright?